Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Last time in Matthew's Gospel, we saw Jesus beginning his instruction to his disciples as he prepares them to go out into the surrounding towns and villages to preach the kingdom of God. We saw how Jesus tells us to go to take those first steps and not just wait and sit to hear more specific instructions about exactly what he wants us to do. He explained that there will be times when we will be rejected, and there will be times where we make mistakes. This week we continue looking at Jesus speaking to his disciples, and we see how Jesus encourages us not to be disheartened by rejection or failure. We must stay faithful and committed to proclaiming the kingdom of God, no matter what we face. So let's read from Matthew 10, verses 21 to 42. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough that students to be like their teachers, and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care? And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. So it's clear here that Jesus is trying to encourage his disciples to stay faithful and committed to him, to declare his kingdom coming. So let us first consider what prevents us from following Jesus and serving him wholeheartedly. What prevents us sharing our faith with others? Well, firstly, there is pressure from friends and family. Now, obviously, for most of us, we do not have to face that same kind of opposition from friends and family that the disciples of the time of Jesus faced. As Jesus said, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them be put to death. Now, we will probably not face such fatal pressure from our friends and family, thank goodness. But we do still experience the fear of rejection from them. In Proverbs 29, verse 25, it says, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. I think I can safely say that most of us struggle with the fear of rejection or of disappointing others or of mockery from others. And like the verse in Proverbs says, we allow this fear to trap us, to keep us paralysed, to keep us silent. I can think of many times when my fear of what someone else might think has kept me from acting in the way that God has asked or saying what God is prompting me to. Jesus makes it clear that this is something that we will struggle with, but we have to choose who we love more, who we want to serve more. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Do we truly want to love and serve Jesus more than we want to love and serve our friends and family? Does fear of what your friends and family will think stop you from sharing your faith with them? Bring that fear before God and allow him to help you overcome that fear. We can only speak and act if we allow the Holy Spirit to give us strength and courage. So ask God to move and be at work in and through you each day. It requires a daily coming before God and requesting his help if we really want to serve him to the full. A second thing that prevents us from sharing our faith is societal pressure. Jesus warns us in verse 22 that you will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Following Jesus and serving him wholeheartedly is not easy. For the first century disciples, they faced physical threats against their person and their liberty. Societal pressure looks quite a bit different to us in the 21st century. Western society is generally rejecting of institutionalised religion, and in particular of Christianity. It is not popular to be a fully committed Christian who is ready to speak the truth of what Jesus says in the gospel and who he is. We fight against voices that say, all religions lead to God, or how can there be a good and powerful God if there's so much pain in the world? And we also fight against the temptations of the world that try to pull us away from following Jesus by encouraging us to pursue the pleasures and desires the world can offer us. But in verse 39, Jesus says, whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. We need to choose to sacrifice our desires for pleasure and temporary joy to pursue the joy of serving God and knowing him. Thirdly, we are prevented from following God due to outright persecution and intimidation. There are those people who seem to take offence at another person's belief in Christ and will actively work, whether verbally or physically, to try to discourage belief in God. We see extreme versions of this in the persecuted church, where governments and groups in power try to suppress the church by force, unjust imprisonment or intimidation. To a much lesser degree, we experience some diluted form of this when we are questioned, mocked, or isolated due to our faith in God. I remember having a difficult time when I was younger, and I had a friend who would constantly ask questions and make insinuations to try to undermine my faith. It continued on for months and months with daily criticism of my belief and behaviour. It eventually reached the point of being too much for me, and I had to follow Jesus' instructions, as he says in verse 23. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I fled away from that friendship, and even ultimately from the place where I would see this person. When someone constantly tries to undermine our relationship with God, we need to be open to the need to escape that relationship. But be reassured, the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. So those are some of the things that prevent us from sharing our faith with others. And there are, of course, many others. And I'm sure you will struggle with some more than others. And it is good to share what causes you to shy away from sharing your faith. But other than explaining what causes us to fear sharing our faith, Jesus also gives us advice and encouragement about how to share the good news with others. Jesus encourages us with the words, "Do not be afraid." He says this 3 times in the passage because he knows how much fear prevents us from serving him. And each time he gives us a new thing not to be afraid about. So let us look at each one. Do not be afraid to speak. He first tells us, "So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs." Essentially, Jesus says, do not be afraid to speak. We've just thought about how the fear of rejection from our friends and family and from society and the fear of persecution can keep us silent. But Jesus tells us not to be afraid of those who would keep us silent, but instead to proclaim what we hear from Jesus from the very roofs. So often our fear stops us from speaking, but here Jesus is commanding us, do not be afraid to speak out loud what you hear from me. He wants us to tell people what he has told us. You must not be afraid to speak. I think we are often afraid to speak because of a number of reasons. We're afraid we don't know what to say or how to say it. We're afraid that we won't have the answers to the questions that people might ask us. And so they will say, how can I believe in this if you don't even know what you believe in yourself? We're afraid of saying the wrong thing. We're afraid that people will laugh at us or mock us for our beliefs. There are many ways that we can be afraid to speak out, and yet Jesus commands us that we need to speak out and not be afraid, that we need to trust him and trust that God will give us the words to say. Remember that earlier in this passage, Jesus told us, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. When we find our mouths being shut because of fear, let us learn to pray for the Holy Spirit to come and open our mouths and speak through our voices. God longs to speak through us, but we have to take that first step, that first courageous step, and ask God each day to speak through us to whoever he places in our way. When we give God control of our lives willingly and completely, he can and will do amazing things through us. So will you allow God to speak with your mouth? Will you allow his words to pass your lip? Ask God to give you opportunities to speak of him and the courage to follow through. We do not have to be afraid, because the truth will come out. As Jesus says, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. Do not be afraid of those who can kill only the body. Secondly, Jesus tells us not to be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, rather to be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. This statement helps address the fear that we might have of persecution from people. Once again, Jesus is reminding us not to fear humankind, as the most they can do is hurt or kill the body. Instead, we should be filled with fear of the Lord, to whom both our bodies and our souls are subject. There may be times when we find ourselves fearing the hurt that other people might inflict upon us. I am certain that people who live in countries that oppress Christians daily fear being hurt, imprisoned, or killed by their oppressors. But the amazing thing about the Christians who live in these countries is that they recognise the truth that people can only affect our present life. They recognise that God is the only one who has control over our eternal destiny. Do not let fear stop you from following God to your eternal destiny. And also do not allow your fear stop you from leading someone else to Jesus. If your fear stops you, then they may be eternally lost. Surely it is worth some temporary discomfort if we are able to lead people back to their ultimate home with God. And thirdly, do not be afraid. You are worth more than sparrows. I love this part of the passage because it gives us comfort and encouragement to speak out about God, both because God is there to protect and guide us, and because of how amazing it is to be loved by God. It reminds us that God is there to protect and guide us, because God is in complete control of all things, from the small sparrows to us, and nothing happens outside of the Father's care. This section leads me back to thinking about what Jesus says in Matthew 6 verses 26 to 27. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? God feeds, cares about, and tends to the birds of the air. And Jesus says that we are worth much more than these. So we can trust that God cares about and tends for us. We can trust him to be our protector and guide. After all, even the very hairs of our head are numbered. So we do not have to be afraid because God is with us. And we can also be encouraged by this love of God because of how amazing it is to be loved by the God of all creation. To be intimately known by the King of all the universe. We would probably find it amazing if King Charles knew any of us personally, and he is just a human king of a human kingdom. So how much more amazing is it that God, the God of everything, knows and loves you? He even knows how many hairs are on our heads. I don't even know how many hairs there are on my head, and yet God knows, down to the very last hair. That is how much God loves us. So this is definitely something we should want to share with everyone we can. So a challenge for you to think and pray and act upon this week. Who can you share something of your faith with? It doesn't have to be your whole life story. In fact, I probably recommend that you don't give them the whole life story, but it could just be even a little comment of how God has helped you this week, or what God is doing in your life at the moment. How can God use you to reach someone in your life at the moment? Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you have given us your Spirit to live in us, to empower us, to inspire us, to strengthen us, so that we can be given all the tools that we need to serve you and to follow you as we live out your mission in the world around us. Lord, help us not to let fear paralyze us, to become like a snare, keeping us in place. Instead, help us to recognize that you are much greater than anything we ever can face on this earth. And allow us to trust you to give us everything we need, so that we do not need to be afraid. We can come before you and know that you are with us. So help us as we go out and serve you this week. And Lord, I pray that for each person, you would help us to recognize who you are calling us to speak to, and that you would give us the courage to share our faith with that person in the way that you want us to. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.